So we were just talking about the Woolsey fire down in Malibu.
Yeah, so let me
our friend Eddie Ift on the phone.
Oh, do we? Oh, my goodness. Where is he? Hello, Eddie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What is happening? Tell us everything. Are you all right? Is everyone... What did you pull out of your house?
I just want to say one thing. You know, it's scarier than the Grinch.
What?
Is human when you don't show up for his birthday party.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, very true.
I called you. I left you a message. Make sure you're okay.
Nice to see you're in good spirits,
yes.
But I know you've been through a lot. So all weekend you've been on the run. The family's what, stashed in Venice?
Yeah, we're in Venice right now. We were evacuated, but we are very safe and lucky. We are one of the few people that it hasn't... if you look at the fire map, where we live is right on the edge of where it has not burned through.
Oh, my God.
But I live in a bowl, like a sort of at the edge of a canyon, mm-hmm. and it hasn't burned there for 100 years. So it goes like around where I live, and it's very scary because if it does go through, there's a lot of fuel there.
Yeah.
But we've been the fortunate ones. Not a lot. A lot of my friends have not been, and had a bunch of friends that have lost their homes. So,
we've been following you on Instagram, and this is a great spot to say, because one of the things I wrote Eddie was, you know what, the bravest and best firefighters in the world live in California, and the Cal Fire crews, you cannot say enough about the work they're doing, right? You're watching
and I a lot of the things you hear are rumor. You'll hear things and then you'll find out it's not true, and then you'll hear this, and you know, that's the one thing about this is none of the information you're getting is right or wrong, and you see things online or people are telling you, and I've heard that the firemen are very understaffed because they're spread out all over California.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're up north, and so everybody was up north fighting, and then all of a sudden this happened. So what I have seen is these guys are amazing. We saw the fire coming like right towards our neighborhood down this mountain, and through Malibu Creek State Park, it like ripped through the park. And we were on another mountain watching it, and in the valley was where our house was. So we're watching it come to it, and these planes and helicopters and everything just came through. And it was like we were all in this overlook, like cheering, like clapping.
Uh-huh.
People were jumping up and down. It was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, I was thinking about you this weekend. Like, how much time did you have to get out of there, and B, what did you take? Like, you ever have those, you know, you run through those thoughts, like, what would I grab if I had to get the F out right now?
We always talked about it, and we said if it ever happened, because we know where we live, you know,
yep.
And we know it's difficult for us to even get insurance, because...
Me too. Where I live, the same thing happened when
danger.
I went to go get it. They said, we don't insure there. You should call these people.
Yeah, we had to call we are on a state plan called the FAIR plan, where the state like forces an insurance company to insure you.
Oh, wow.
And so we've always said, you know, just get all the documents, the passports, the hard drives and stuff like that. You know, stuff that you can't replace.
Right.
And and get the kid.
And you have a bunch of dogs too.
We have two dogs too. And the dogs know before we do. They like jump in the car, like, let's get out of here.
Right. Guys, we got to go.
Yeah. So we went and we looked at, I went and looked at the fire the night before. I drove over to it, which was like 15 miles away. I went and looked at the Newberry fire first, which was in Thousand Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drove over to the Woolsey fire, and I looked at them and I was like, oh, these are so far away. We don't have anything to worry about. And I went to sleep, and at 5 a.m. my wife woke me up, and she's like, it jumped the 101. We have to go. And we got in a little bit of a panic, and you know, I just wanted to get her and my daughter and the dogs out of there as quickly as possible, because there's only a few ways out, and one of them is the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, which is backed up forever.
Right.
And you know, it climbed down the mountain towards the PCH, so you're afraid of being stuck there, which happened to a number of my friends. And you know, I heard these stories, like I was talking to Brad Garrett, the comedian that I work with a lot, and he was stuck on there and
watching the fire come down toward him.
Watching the fire come down, and friends saying it was like nighttime. It was so dark there. And, you know, I'm getting texts. So I sent my wife down this one canyon. I stopped at a friend's house to see if he was okay, because I know he's on crutches right now. And I said, let me stop by Bobby's place. And so I stopped by, and Bobby was, he had no idea. I said, come on, we got to get you out of here. And because he had three dogs, two cats. So we got all the dogs.
This is the dude with the broken foot?
Yeah. So he's running around on crutches, hobbling around. And I go, how do we get the cats out of here? Where are the cat? He goes, we're going to have to get them out. And I go, well, how do we? Do we carry them? He goes, no, they'll scratch the hell out of us. And I said, well, do we?
Great.
Do we? I go, but he goes, they'll get away.
Just sandwich them between two pillows and throw them in the trunk.
We put them in a giant duffel bag and ran them out of the house into the car, and then let them out of the duffel bag as soon as we got to the car. It was like,
oh no,
I wouldn't have gotten near that zipper.
I would have left them in the duffel bag.
Hey, Eddie, let me jump in real quick. Yeah. So we're talking to Eddie Ift. He's our comedian friend down in LA who lives near the Malibu fires. I wanted to mention this real quick. I'd heard this quote, and I wasn't sure if it referred to the Malibu fire or the Northern California fire. But what they said was it was growing at a rate of 80 football fields per minute.
Oh my God. That ended up being the Northern California fire.
But that's, as you were talking about, oh, those fires are so far, they won't get to us. That's at the pace by which certain areas will burn. 80 football fields per minute. It's hard to even fathom that.
It is. I mean, that is racing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at how bad ours is, and I see in the news just that how much worse the Northern California fire is. And so I can't imagine.
Part of the problem is that Southern California used to count on Northern California firefighters to come down and help with these. And now we've been battling our own these last couple of years, because there's wildfires every year. There always have been. But they've just been so enormous and so out of control so fast. The whole state is going, holy crap. So, I mean, they're stretched pretty thin, but they are absolutely heroes. Listen, Eddie, good luck. I'm so hopeful.
Keep us up to date on your Instagram, because we're watching you.
As Vinny knows, it's these offshore winds that as surfers, you like them, but not
Santa
now.
Anna's.
I've never hated offshore winds like I do right now.
Right.
And we've got about two more days, and let's just hope that these firefighters can keep doing what they do.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Well, fingers crossed, and I hope your house is still standing at the end of it. But if it isn't, you're safe. Your daughter's safe. Your wife is safe. You've got your dogs.
We love you guys.
Love you very much, Eddie.
Thank you guys. Thanks for checking in with me. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you for getting on the phone this morning, Eddie.
I love all of you and like Hooman.
Thank you. We love all of you.
Way
and like
to put
Hooman
it back
too.
Together,
That's
Eddie.
Nice.
Good job.
Thanks,
That's
Eddie.
How you do it.